he can't sing.
Open the door and you're not for king.
Surrender to that rat? Never.
You can't escape. There's no way out of the laboratory.
We'll see.
Open that or we'll blow the door in.
If you do, you'll blow yourself up with it. I want it to explode.
She's bluffing. No, it can't be a bluff. She would never know. These scientists are cowardly, spineless creatures.
That's how much you know. I was bluffing. Ha ha. Oh.
Your friends are dead, AK-6. Your little revolution has failed.
We'll give you 30 seconds, then we blast our way in.
Cowardly? Spineless? Time cycles, activate!
Time cycles activating.
Hello, Norton. Hello, Harley.
Good morning, EK6.
What kind of trials are you going to put us through today?
Listen, cycles, bikes, buddies, I don't know how to put this. I've got some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
I'm going to take one of you on your first real test run.
Great!
So, what's the bad?
The other one I have to destroy.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, but I've got to make a run for it, and if I leave one of you behind, they'll be able to follow me.
So which one of us are you taking?
You have 15 seconds!
Please believe me, it's nothing personal. Norton, let me on.
Could we perhaps discuss this a little?
I'm sorry, Harley, there's no time. Initiate your self-destruct sequence.
But...
quickly!
If you insist, self-destruct initiated.
Burn back, we're coming in!
Destruct countdown commencing. 10, 9.
Norton, I'm ready.
8,
ready.
7.
Ignition.
6.
On.
5.
Engage. Is it
4.
Five?
Engaging.
3.
Open the throttle.
2.
It's all over! Put your hands above your head and... where is she?
Hi, fellas. Perhaps I could be of help.
We present Time Hops, a serial in 5 parts by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox. Episode 1, Once Upon a Time.
To more adventures.
Taking this book back to the library. Oh, mind you, I suppose that could count as an adventure when you live on the Churchill estate.
History is fun, is it really?
I don't know. I couldn't work up the enthusiasm to open it.
Oh, I love libraries, don't you?
Not really.
You can get lost.
Don't need to be like that, Mrs. Ed.
You're in a library. You can lose yourself.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Have a sweetie.
Well, no thanks.
Go on, it's licorice. Or is it caramel? Can't see for the fluff. Ah, licorice.
Thanks.
I saw your little brother earlier hanging round with those big boys outside the flats again.
Oh, not again. Mama will kill him if she finds out.
They're a very bad influence.
Yeah, tell me about it. You should have seen the trouble Max got into after they dared him to superglue them kittens together.
There we are, then. Ground floor. Oh, well, can't stand around in lifts all day talking to the neighbours.
Why not, Mrs. M? It is what you usually do.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten for a minute there.
See you later, then.
Going up.
Right, Max. You wait till I get my hands on you.
She's gone. Gone where?
Oh, not too far, at least in the spatial dimension.
But how did she get out?
Through time.
Time travel's impossible.
Then where is EK6?
Let her get away!
LV-101!
Call me the Exterminator. I will explain why in a moment.
Yes, Exterminator.
We had no idea this was your case, sir.
Obviously not, or you wouldn't have bundled it. You, what's your name?
RV-80, sir. I'm very sorry, sir.
No, you are not. Now you are sorry.
Ooh, permission to go to the toilet.
Stay where you are. Tell me what you saw.
Nothing.
We tried to arrest the subversive, but she made a break for it. We chased her to this lab, but when we burst in, she disappeared.
Time, Hart.
Who spoke then?
I did.
A machine? You have intelligence?
Well, that makes one of us, huh, pal?
Do you have the same time-traveling capabilities as your missing twin? Can you track the other bike?
Sure. I've got a fix on the exhaust from his Enigma drive, but it's growing faint. They've traveled back almost 1,000,000 years.
Then we will follow.
1,000,000 years? I didn't know history went back that far.
What do I have to do?
Pop on and hold tight.
Ignition on. Enigma drive on.
Sir!
What is it?
Surely, if the invention of a time cycle is illegal, then the use of one by anyone must also be...
Private!
Yes, sir?
Everything you have seen and heard here today is now classified information.
I want to tell the results!
That is correct. Now for you, ET6.
No one has ever escaped the exterminator. What, 1,000,000 years?
Time off!
Why?
Because it's dangerous.
Honest?
Very.
Wicked!
I thought you told Mum you were going down the adventure playground.
I did, but someone had set fire to all the play structures. The only adventure left was Cheek and the Fireman.
What are you doing up there anyway?
I'm tagging. Writing my name on stuff so people know it belongs to.
Oh, right. So this tag block is yours now, is it?
No, just the blue plate thing.
Idiot, don't you know what that is?
Max's blue plate thing.
It's called a plaque. A historical plaque. It commemorates the first V1 flying bomb to land on London in the Blitz. Hang down over there.
In our rubbish chute. Whoa!
Well, that wasn't there then, Wally. It was all ashes. People died.
So?
So that's why what you're doing is wrong. It's like you're writing on someone's grave or something.
What's your Maxie?
Baz!
Oh, no.
How you doing, Bazza?
Brilliant, mate. You should have seen the adventure playground go up. It was...
Hello, Baz.
Sad. It was very sad. Quite tragic, in fact. Hello, Steph. All right?
Yeah, well, I wasn't until you come along.
Where you going, Baz?
Down the shops for Mummy.
No. I'm taking this supermarket trolley up to the top floor to teach it skydiving. Want to come, Maxie?
Try and stop me.
Steph?
No, I've got better things to do.
No, you haven't.
All right, so I ain't. But I'm still not coming. And neither is Max.
Why?
Yeah, suit yourselves, losers. But I'd move to the left a bit for you. You're standing on ground zero.
Why can't I go? Baz is my mate.
No, he's not. He's a nutter. How many other 15-year-old skinheads do you know who'd want to hang out with a toddler like you?
I'm not a toddler. Baz said he's going to get me in his gang.
What gang? There'll only be you and him. None of the other kids can stand him. They all think that he's...
What was that?
Just someone who needs a new silencer.
Now, it sounded weird.
Look, you don't really like Baz. You're just afraid of him. So you're grateful when he's nice to you. It's always like that with bullies.
You're just saying that because he doesn't like you.
Who says he doesn't like me?
He hasn't asked you to be in his gang.
Come on, let's go down to the library, eh? Here, have a sweet.
I don't want a poxy sweet.
Pop away for your special aid.
No, you didn't. You got it off Mrs. Miller. I can see the fluff.
Help! Help! Call the police!
Baz?
What's wrong with him, Steph?
Are you all right, Baz? Are you gone as white as Michael Jackson?
Steph, Max, you never believe it. It was horrible.
What was?
The great big... Over there, in the flats, a gigantic...
What?
I can't tell you. Just get out of here, all right?
Come on, Steph, we better do what he says.
Wait a minute, I ain't going anywhere until I know what is going on.
Suit yourself, I'm off.
Calm down, Baz. All right? Now just tell me what you saw.
You'll laugh.
I won't. Cross me out an oak today, all right?
It was... a mouse.
What?
Promised.
So I lied. Well, there you are, Max. Old man Bass, frightened of a little mouse.
Listen, if it frightened bats, it must have been a great big killer zombie mouse with razor sharp teeth.
Was it Bass?
No.
Or else, it had big claws and it was foaming at the mouth and...
Was it Bass?
No.
Well then, what was it like?
It was about 5 feet tall, wearing a white lab coat and glasses. Oh yeah, and it was riding a motorbike.
Norton, talk to me. Why are we up in the air? When is this?
Initial readings are a little vague. Late 20th century, about 1994. Could be a Tuesday.
Engage diary mode.
Diary engaged.
To whom? Or whatever finds this.
I have just taken one giant leap backwards for rodent kind. I have materialized halfway up some kind of an upright structure. A sort of giant block-shaped tower. Yes, that's what you have to call it, a block tower. From my vantage point, I can see that prehistoric Earth is far more populated than we ever imagined. But with what, it is hard to say. To my left, stairs lead down to this world of hideous, hairless creatures, while ahead of me is some kind of a metal cupboard.
Oh, hello, dearie. Lost your float? I didn't know there was a carnival today. What's it in aid of?
In aid of?
Only if it's age concern, I'm not giving. I'm concerned enough about my age already.
What kind of a creature are you?
Old before my time. Now about you. You can't be Minnie Mouse. Your ears are too small.
I am EK6.
Oh, whatever that is. I'm sure you're bound to win. It's a very convincing costume. Going down.
Ow!
Sorry, mind your tail.
No, wait, please don't go.
Are you all right? Do you need some sort of help?
Yes, custodian of the block tower. I'm lost and there's so much I need to know. Tell me, have the dinosaurs come and gone yet?
I told you before, I didn't even know there was a parade.
Oh, dear, this is not at all how I imagined it would be. It's all so confusing.
Oh, poor thing, you are lost, aren't you?
More than you could ever imagine. Where I come from, all knowledge of history is forbidden.
History, you say?
I need to learn about my past. That is the mission.
Well, it's a shame you weren't here a little earlier. Our Steph had a history book.
Steph? Who is Steph?
Stephanie Wilcox, number 17. Nice girl.
Where can I find her?
Well, she might still be downstairs if you worry.
Norton, prepare for a short spatial hop. I must speak to this Steph 17.
Look, I know what I saw.
We believe you, Baz. Caught me, though. A mouse on a motorbike.
Motorbike?
It was a motorbike, Steph. Don't take no notice, Baz.
Oh, you know what? We've got to do something. I mean, the pest fans here are getting really organised.
But why don't you go and see for yourself?
Me? Nah, I'd be too scared. I'd run a mile just like you did.
I wasn't scared. I was just surprised.
Oh, yeah.
And when I ran, I was, going to get an ambulance for the mouse. Teach it to tangle with me.
What's that noise?
What are you both staring at?
Something a bit surprising. Max, come here, quick.
Where is it, Steph?
It's nothing to worry about. It's just a light.
Light?
Big, bright light, like a motorbike headlight. It's heading straight towards us.
Where's your bike, Steph? Where's...
I have come for EK6.
Oh,
I don't believe it.
Then perhaps you will believe this instead. Hand her over.
Hand her over. Yeah.
That's it. I'm laying off the glue. For good.
Can we go on now, Steph?
Location verified. Target is within 400 clicks of our present position.
Well, the bike talks and all.
What are you staring at?
Sorry. We don't mean to be rude. It's just that... Well, we've never seen an 8-foot fully armed. Well, how can I put it? What's the word, Max?
Rabbit?
Yeah. An 8-foot rabbit with a gun the size of the Channel Tunnel. We're just not used to it.
Idiot throwbacks. I am a warrior. First class. All rabbits are warriors, are they not?
Not around here, no.
You, the bald ape.
Me?
Step forward.
Hey, pretty awesome firepower, Bunny Doom. Where'd you get
the... Shut up!
Sorry.
Where is the mouse?
Well, I'd like to help you, but you know how it is. Did you say mouse?
EK6. She is wanted by the law.
You're a policeman?
I am the law.
Well, why didn't you say?
You know her whereabouts?
Yes, she's up there on the...
Climb up on the bike.
That's right. I'll walk.
Do it!
Yeah, sure. Be glad to.
Shall we do, Steph? Keep calm. Don't show any fear. Act casual. Above all, run!
You're so fast. I can't keep up.
Oh, don't look back, mate. Whatever you do, just don't look. Oh! Excuse me, I'm really sorry.
Greetings, Step 17.
Ah! It's the mouse, it's the mouse!
Don't scream, you'll attract attention.
And I suppose you won't.
No need to be alarmed, I'm from the future.
Oh, that's all right then.
My friends call me Eek. You are Steph, and you are?
Max.
Max. As far as I can tell, my species has evolved from yours.
The future's pretty bleak then.
Think of a boot grinding down on a face forever.
Got it?
Well, that's a good day.
Nice.
Which is why I thought you might be able to help.
Well, how can we help you?
By letting me consult your book.
History is fun. Why?
Because such knowledge is forbidden in my time. Just owning a book is a crime punishable by death.
Sounds brilliant.
We scientists believe that something terrible happened in the distant past. Something which set the planet on the road to destruction. With the help of your book, I may discover how things came to be.
Hey, all right, but it's due back today. No, don't give it to her, Steph. She might use it to take over the world.
What are you talking about?
You heard she's wanted by the law.
Who told you that?
The rabbit.
A rabbit? Here?
A very large rabbit. Here.
RV-101.
Well, I didn't catch his name, but I'd know him if I saw him again.
But how could he have found me? How could he be here unless... Harley. The exterminator.
That was a warning shot. Stand away from the mouse.
Still happy with your choice of transport, EK6?
Surrender! It is hopeless to resist me.
Quick, you two. Climb up.
Better do it, Max. Mom said we're not allowed to go with strange men.
It's all right. It's not a man, is it? It's a mouse. Now, come on.
Time to die!
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Do we really need any more dead, Mr. Scarion? The weight of this cart is playing merry hell with my bag.
There's always room for a few more dead, Master Scab. Besides, how do you think my arm feels ringing this bell all day?
Oh. Maybe we could swap for a while.
No. There's a great art to my ringing, Master Scab. It's not a job for no apprentice like yourself.
No.
I have to show the proper respect. I have to strike the right note of dignity if we want a better class of body to rob.
Bring out your dead! Stop me and bury one! Bring out your dead!
19 rings, 5 gold teeth, and a crucifix. Funny how a few boils and bilboes keep the thieving hands of their families away.
Aye, allowing us to prosper, eh? It was fine days when those rabid rats brought the plaguey pestilence to our shores.
Mr. Scarion?
Yes, lad?
I've had a thought. What with me having the job of handling the bodies and all?
Aye.
And what with me coming up in all these boils and bilboes this Sunday last?
Master Scab, I've read your mind.
You have?
Aye. And let me say forthwith, them boils don't mean the pestilence is upon you.
They don't?
Nope. They just mean you're a dirty, unwashed and thoroughly contemptible fellow.
Oh, Mr. Scarion, what a relief.
It's if you have them visions and see all them hallucinations that you got to worry. That's the surest sign. So cast your doubts aside, young master. You're fit and well. Unless you have them visions.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I was wondering if you might have the right time. To the nearest century or so.
Oh, no!
Charming.
some kind of tradesman. He's left his wares behind.
Oh, we won't get much for them. They've all gone off.
I must say, you're taking all of this very well.
Yeah, it's years of exposure to video nasties. I'm completely desensitised.
When are we going home, Steph? We're going to be late for tea.
I wouldn't worry on that score. If my hunch is correct, you're early for tea. By several hundred years, in fact.
What is this place? It's horrible.
I don't think we've travelled far. We are near your home.
There's rats and rubbish everywhere.
Oh, we look familiar.
Can't we look it up in the index of that book?
Under what? F for filth? Look, Mrs.
Eek!
Mrs. Eek. Why are you asking me where we are? You built this time machine. Surely you know how to steer it.
I do. Vaguely.
Vaguely?
I was one of the design team, but I never got involved in the complexities of the hyperdimensional enigma field theory.
So, what were you involved in then?
I designed that.
A metal ring?
It's a multifunctional anti-gravity coolant stabilizer.
And what's that do?
It holds your Coke can while you're working. Diet Coke or regular.
I want my tea.
Max is right. We should stock up on supplies while we have the chance.
And say that homicidal bunny finds us while we're looking for the nearest Tesco.
Oh, I don't think he'll do that. The scanning equipment on the other bike wasn't nearly as good as the equipment on mine. Or was it the other way around?
Target verified. Subject is within 600 clicks of present position.
Please, Mr. Bunny, Captain Rabbit, can we sort of slow down a bit? I feel a bit funny.
You did not enjoy the ride to interspatial time, primitive.
Didn't even notice it.
No.
Subject, 400 clicks and closing.
Listen, RV, we are the good guys, aren't we?
Quiet, ape!
I mean, like Judge Dredd.
Someone is approaching.
Who is it? Is it the mouse?
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your
dead.
Where'd he go?
His atoms have been split, pulverized, and distributed across the universe.
Is he dead then?
I grow tired of your questions.
Right, I'll tell you what, Harvey. Since I'm your sort of deputy, I'll have a scout round for the mouse, shall I? I'll yell out if I see anything.
Do that.
I'll start over by those shops.
Very well.
I'll bet you a bunch of carrots I'll find them first. where will you be, by the way?
I will stay here.
Right. Keep a peel.
Good luck.
Can't see anything yet.
Keep walking.
Okay.
Faster. I like a moving target. Steady. Steady.
RP-101, I'm sorry to interrupt your recreation time, but as I pointed out before, the boy may yet prove to be of further use to us.
When I want your opinion, bike, I will ask for it. Just keep tracking the mouse.
You got it.
Hey, RP!
What is it?
I think you owe me a bunch of carrots.
And catches us.
I've thought of that. These cakes are hundreds of years old. If he does, we'll make a formal complaint.
Tastes good to me.
And I don't want to put you off your tea, but I just found the owner on the floor at a baker's with a face like one of his currant buns.
Gosh, show us.
Oh, no, you don't. You just stay there and finish your tea.
Another bread product, Max?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I thought you mice only ate cheese.
Please, not that old species stereotype again. I get enough of that from the guinea pigs.
So, Eek, is everyone furry where you come from?
I come from Earth, Steph 17. In the year 1001994. Best to remember that.
Remember it? I couldn't even say it.
I am your descendant. And yes, we are all furry.
And you live underground?
In the Warren.
Well, what's wrong with the surface? You know, the open air.
The place is dead. The air is impossible to breathe, and besides...
Oh, he's found us! Mum!
You choose to hide in a baker's shop, do you? How appropriate, since it is you who will soon be doing the baking!
It's time, Michelle!
Doug!
Oh, the straw's going up! We've got to get some water!
There isn't any water! Just wood! The whole house is wood!
Oh, it's going to burn quicker than our mum in Benidorm!
Must get to... time cycle. Maybe there's a way through the bell.
Hey, don't leave us.
I'll do something, Steph. Max, I'm sorry. They're
And when does the fire engine get in?
Well, don't think they have them in 1666.
1666?
We did this in primary school. This isn't just any old fire. This is the Great Fire of London.
Oh, face it, Matt. We're history.
Episode 1 of Time Hops, EK6 was played by Sarah Crowe, RV-101 by David Harewood, Steph by Nicholas Stapleton, Baz by Paul Reynolds, and Max by Dax O'Callaghan. Harley was Bradley Lavelle, Norton, Ian Masters, and Mrs. Miller, Margaret John. Scarion and Scab were played by Gavin Miller and Oliver Senton. Time Hops was written by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox, with music composed by Richard Attree of the Radiophonic Workshop. The director was Nandita Ghosh.